anymore, sleepyhead. There you go. Can you see me okay? There's no point in struggling, dummy. You know, I am a bit handy with ropes. Oh, so you do recognize me. That's good. So your vision is fine then. Not seeing double of me. Is this a dream? You're actually pretty funny. I always thought you had a good sense of humor after all the comments you left on my videos. Yes, it's really me, DTL or DTW. Depending on what you want to call me or what version of me you wanted present. Why are you looking so worried? This is what you wanted, right? How did I find you? Oh, well, your online handle wasn't exactly exclusive just to YouTube alone. So you left me a fun little breadcrumb trail which led me all the way to your house. It was quite fun, actually. I can't even begin to explain how fast my heart was beating. My whole body was kinda trembling walking up to where you lived, knowing what I was about to do. How I was finally having you all to myself. And now you're here, in my house. You probably expected to be tied up in my basement, but oh, that's so far from reality. Plus, I don't actually have a basement, so yeah. It was either my bedroom or my attic, and I've already had enough of a workout for one night. You'll probably be quite tired, though. The stuff I used only makes you slumber for a little while, and, well, the warning said it makes you drowsy for at least 24 hours while it's still swimming around in your system. Don't worry, I knew you weren't allergic to the stuff or anything. I did my research, so you are more than welcome. I get to at least fulfill your wish. Huh? Your wish, silly. You were commenting on my plots that you wish this stuff would happen to you. And guess what, hot stuff? It is. You're here with me right now. My perfect little tingling subject. If you want to experience ASMR, then what better way to do it than have a literal ASMR treat to it? Any random person could try and do it, but they don't get it. They don't understand it like I do. Are you saying you wouldn't trust someone like me? I care. This is quite literally my life. I live and breathe ASMR. And I am oh so ready to finally do it on someone else. I'm so lonely, so horrifically lonely, but it's over now. I'll never have to experience that feeling again now that you're here. Don't you get it? You're mine. I finally have someone around me who actually appreciates what I do. You were so good commenting and supporting me beyond words. But sometimes words aren't quite enough. Now here we are, together, and nothing can break us apart. Every single night you can get pampered to sleep by me, your favorite ASMR artist. I am your favorite, right? It's not like you comment on anyone else's videos. If you did, oh, that would be, oh, so dangerous and silly. You're not my silly boy. You're smart and wise. You appreciate what I do like no one else. And you would never backstab me. Or else. So simply, it'll never come to that. The question is, where do I even start with you? I don't even know how to, like, touch you. I could hold you right now, place my hands at each side of your face, make you gaze into my eyes. Then you can see how truthful I'm being. Or maybe your touch is starved like me. Then a hug would feel better. Unless you prefer ASMR ear triggers right away. There's so many options. I don't think I could choose. Why not I just do everything to you. Completely make you lose your mind. After all, I'm in control and you'd love to do as I say. That's just because you're so amazing and perfect. How could I ask for any more of you when you're already giving me your all? The funny thing is, I imagined you might be upset or screaming, and yet you're just looking at me. Oh, so quiet. You've accepted my love, haven't you? A normal girlfriend is not what you want. I can tell you why. Because you'd be too shy to even pluck up the courage to ask for what you truly want. How could I judge you when I want the same thing? I want to be held. I want to be kissed. I want to be needed. I want to feel needed by you. I hear so many stories of guys unable to feel comfortable enough to ask for the things that they crave. I want to serve you. You have to understand, everything that I do for us really is just for you. Without you, I am nothing. I will get no enjoyment from being a pathetic content creator because I don't want to be online. I want it in real life. I want it in person with you. To touch you, to make you tingle, to own you. To make you so happy beyond your dreams that you wouldn't even dare look at anyone else. Would you like it? Can't you see it in your mind now? I work for you, I earn all the money, I pay for you, and you never, ever leave. You would never betray my trust. You are literally 1 in 7 billion. Guys would sacrifice so much to be in your position. So you should be thankful this situation has even occurred, right? Oh, you're just still sleepy from the medication. Oh, so just let your body go limp and rest your head on my thigh. There's such an internet fascination with thighs. Gotta be pudgy, gotta be wearing thigh highs, but she can't be like this and that. You accept me the way I am, right? I wear these thigh highs so people find me attractive. They could squish my thighs all day long. Heck, I could even squish her head in between them. I've seen those kinds of videos circulating in the ASMR community. Remember, I live and breathe that stuff, so not much would shock me. I hate reading stories of guys being too shy to talk about what they really want. Imagine living this one life, and you don't do things that would make you inexplicably happy? You don't have to have a reason. You could ask me right now. DTL, I want you to squish me, and I'll say, coming right up, handsome. Oh, how's that? Not too tight down there, I hope. I don't want to wake you up too much. You're cute when you're all drowsy and slurring your words. You didn't have the voice I expected, but I'm more than happy to listen to it. The sleepy little baby that you are. Is that you blushing from this? So it's true, guys do love this sort of thing. It feels like giving you a punishment more than anything, but alas, if it makes you happy, then it certainly fills me with glee. Now, I said I could do just about anything for you, so why don't I? You're in my bedroom, and that's where I record all my audios. If you take a look around, I have tools and equipment scattered everywhere. So why don't I ramble away to you and just do a random assortment of tinkles? Doesn't really matter what I do. You can pass out at any time, but it would be a little rude not to listen to my story. I wouldn't blame you. You know, if you fell asleep. Medicine and all. It all started 4 years ago. I decided to buy a Tascam. It was, $60? I said to myself, I wanted to be creative. I saw the ASMR memes that go viral from time to time. You know, the ones that are like beating you to sleep, or it's the unexpected triggers and it's like a sound of a car engine, which makes no sense. I wanted to do that. So, I did. I started with a meme. I started as DTL, actually. And the viral meme at the time was Black Hole Chan. Do you remember that one at all? If not, it's fine. Basically, they took the first ever picture of a black hole in space. And of course, we anthropomorphized it. Dang, that word is, like, really tricky. Basically, we made it an anime girl. We, being the internet. So, technically, my first ever audio was war. Silly, right? It's funny when I get comments along the lines of, I can never look at DTW the same after discovering her other content. Like, baby, it's not exactly hidden. My Patreon link is in the description. Although, I've had people ask if Dude That's Wholesome and Dude That's Lewd are linked. Sometimes I reply back that it's my twin doing the other account. Kinda hot. No? All it took was one meme, and now here we are, many a year later. Life can be kinda mysterious like that, no? Is that the domino effect? I post a meme, and the next thing you know, you're in my bed, head on my lap, and listening to me tingle you away. I do have a lot to be thankful for. I worked in real life before managing to make content full-time. Then, it became my life. I've managed to help other creators, collab with them, and overall just get very lucky with what I do. Although, I will say I do try hard. Don't you agree, dear? Yes, of course you do. You can see the effort I put in. People can be cruel when they're behind the screen, but, well, that's just it. They're behind a screen. Do you think you would want to work beside me? If I take care of the money, your job could be my house husband. You could help me edit as well. Oh, so much of my time is taken up with editing, but I'm sure you knew that, since you follow so many other creators on your Twitter. Don't think I wouldn't notice. Promise I'm still your number one, though. I believe you. For now. But you have to make sure you'll take extra care of me tonight, okay? I want to feel your love. How strong it is. How hard it is. I'm sure you can catch my drift. How does it feel then, my precious little snuggum, to be embraced by me? You like it? That's what I like to hear. It's been a long time coming that we would finally be together. And here we are, ready to love each other until the rest of our days. Never again will you have to hold it together. You could melt into a puddle right now in front of me and I would never judge you. It would simply make me want to take care of you harder. I'm not very experienced when it comes to boyfriends and love and showing it, but I'm willing to prove myself to you. I feel like talking to you is easy. We've only known each other for less than an hour. I know it's possible that A guy can struggle to get his words out or his point across, probably out of fear of ridicule. I've seen the way guys are blasted online. I'd be so tired of seeing the same remark everywhere I glance. Then people wonder why men can feel so isolated and lonely. We can work together on it, though. Your communication, if you feel like you struggle with it. I've learned a lot from my role plays. A lot of the words I say are true and reflect how I feel. After all, I'm the one who's writing all the scripts at the end of the day. I do not expect you to be perfect and know all the answers, and nor do I expect we'll never run into any rough patches. This can be a real relationship between you and me. A viewer and a content creator turned into a lifelong relationship. You know I won't judge you. All I want is for you to be secure in our relationship. It might have just started, but I want you. Doubt can be a terrible thing. You might start saying stuff in your head about how you don't deserve my love or that you haven't earned it or something silly like that. You are worth it, and you are mine. Got it? You do deserve me, and I deserve you. It truly is as simple as that. I am quite literally here for you, no matter what life may throw at us, dear. Now, you enjoy this pampering session of yours. I've got a lot to think about what I want to do to you tonight. After all, I did say I was touch-starved. Now give me some kisses and you rest up. You'll need your stamina.
Thank you.